Well, the Pentagon is giving more support to service members who have to travel to get abortions and fertility treatment. A new policy directed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin took effect this month. It reimburses service members for travel expenses and offers them up to 21 days of leave. But as Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports, Republicans are vowing to fight that.
Even before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, service members struggled to get abortions. Navigating different state laws, trying to obtain leave, and figuring out travel arrangements wasn't easy.
Having it be so difficult and the barriers I had to overcome and jump over, it reset where I thought I fit into the military.
In 2009, Air Force Major Sharon Arana became pregnant while she was in officer training in Alabama. She and her boyfriend decided to seek a medication abortion, but they couldn't get an appointment in state because there were so few clinics. And when they drove to Georgia, there was another problem.
They said, well, there's a 3-day waiting period, and I don't have 3 days. I have to go back to training. So we drove back the next day, and then I graduated that week.
Arana later got an abortion in New York during scheduled leave to visit her family. But she says, had that time off not already been in place, she doesn't know what she would have done. All that's top of mind for her now that abortion is no longer protected under federal law. She's been telling her story and last year even testified before Congress.
This is directly affecting our airmen now and our families. And none of us asked for any of this, right? We don't get to choose where we live. We don't get to choose where we're stationed. And so we should be protected from a lot of this.
Arana also helped shape a new Defense Department policy that allows service members to take up to 3 weeks of administrative leave for abortion or IVF and reimburses them for travel expenses. It also gives service members more time, 20 weeks, before they have to notify commanders if they opt to keep their pregnancies, and it restricts healthcare providers from telling commanders. When announcing the new policy, Secretary Lloyd Austin said significant numbers of service members might be forced to travel greater distances, take more time off work, and pay more out of pocket to get reproductive health care. He says access for service members is key. Claire McKinney, a College of William and Mary professor who studies gender, politics, and reproduction, says the military has taken an important step in removing barriers.
The military hasn't really been a leader on issues of reproductive access in the past. And to see them taking seriously the needs of service members is a refreshing change, especially in the context of gender.
The policy does a good job of balancing troops' privacy with mission requirements, says Lori Fenner, Director of Government Relations for the Service Women's Action Network. But she says implementing it won't be easy.
There will be problems. There are commanders who will not get the word or who will disagree and do everything they can to short circuit this because they do believe that, you know, their mission is the number one priority. But the secretary reminds them that the health and care of their members is what gets that mission done.
But some Republicans are trying to block the policy. With the Hyde Amendment and other provisions, Congress bans the federal government from paying for abortions, except in cases of rape, incest, or where the mother's life is in danger. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama says paying for travel to an abortion provider violates the spirit of Hyde.
Secretary Austin's new abortion policy is immoral and arguably illegal. If he wants to change the law, he needs to go through Congress.
Republican members of Congress say they plan to try and make the policy explicitly illegal. They've proposed legislation that would ban the Department of Defense from funding service members' travel to obtain abortions. Meanwhile, a group of Senate Democrats and independents wrote to Defense Secretary Austin, urging him to continue to protect abortion access for service members. For Here and Now, I'm Carson Frame.
And Carson's story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans.